Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Van Haven bringing us back 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I got some things I want to say. You know, Samuel Morse first, when he first transmitted those famous words that were translated over the telegraph, "What hath God wrought?" Ever since then, in 1844. Communication technologies have continued to fight for relevance in an increasingly noisy universe, right? What hath God wrought indeed? Almost 170 years since then, there's actual management pain. You and I are actually dealing with things from an embarrassment of riches of communication innovations. Think about how far we've come in the last 170 years with regard to how we can connect with our customers. And this discomfort is especially keen when connecting with customers electronically. How should we do that? Should we call them? Should we email them? Should we send them a text? Should we send them an instant message? Do we have that ability? Are they on Skype? How about that? Right, some people are like that, especially if they're in another part of the world. You probably are connecting with people in other parts of the world over Skype. Are they online? Should I do that, or should I send them an email? How do I do this? And when should I use social media? This is going on right now, folks. Managers, professionals are. Have all this vast array of things, to different ways, different methods of connecting with people, and so we have to decide how to do that. How do we use them the right way? In business, the social media euphoria, which we've had a lot of the last few years, it must be ultimately tempered with a return on investment reality. And everybody, all small business owners know that, and this is one of the challenges that we have right now with social media, is finding the ROI, right? And as useful as each new technology, communication tech resource proves to be, what will we do without email, right? As useful as they prove to be, they are, after all, merely tools to leverage our physical effort, not to eliminate the basic human need for interacting in person. Here's a story. Let me tell you this story. A sales manager whose hair was not prematurely gray, he'd been around a while, he noticed that the performance of one of his people was off for the third consecutive month. Up until now, he'd been allowing his better judgment to be swayed by plausible explanations from this young person. Now there was a downward trend. But upon more pointed probing, this manager discovered the reason for the loss of production was too much electronic contact and not enough in person. His rookie was relying heavily on virtual tools and missing FaceTime opportunity with prospects and customers. As it turns out, a lack of training and a lack of rubber meets the road experience had left this young person uncomfortable and unprepared to conduct meetings, like a proposal presentation, for example. He just wasn't comfortable doing that. Well, consequently, this young person wasn't benefiting from how the success rate of growing customer relationships can increase when certain critical steps are conducted in person. So what happened? This manager immediately established a training program that set standards for how and when to integrate all customer connection tools, including face-to-face training and policies on how to behave. This is something that more and more we're going to have to pay attention to, folks. If your company's sales performance isn't trending upward, maybe your salespeople need a little help getting in front of customers, particularly at those critical steps like the proposal step, the proposal presentation. And so just like this manager I just told you about, you may need to establish specific and measurable standards for when face-to-face meetings should take place. You know, one of the things, and you know, this is just one of the things, it's this reality right now. We've got the millennials, the Gen Ys, the youngsters, they've come aboard, they're coming of age, they're coming into the marketplace with different perspectives, different backgrounds. And I, from my own experience, they're just not as comfortable picking up the phone as they are with using some electronic method. They're certainly not as comfortable going out and meeting people face to face. It's just that's not been their background. Their socialization, as they've come of age, as young as in elementary school, in high school, in college, this hasn't been their background like it was mine and probably yours. So we have to help them. And no matter how old someone is, no matter what their background is, face-to-face meetings are still important. From phone to Facebook, that one connection option has been relevant, and it's borne witness to all the other connection options. In-person contact has done that. We have to remember, folks, what John Nesbitt said in his prophecy from his book, his 1982 book, Megatrends. You've heard me say this before, and I'm going to keep saying it, because his prediction has become a prophecy. The more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. Let me say that another way. The more high-tech your customers use, the more high-touch they're going to want from you. And remember this, folks, face-to-face. You've heard me say this 100 times. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to keep saying it. Face-to-face is the original social media. Think about that, folks. If your business is off, sales aren't happening like you think they are, maybe you need to think about more face-to-face. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. No woman just to call my special
friend. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.